Kind of music that makes you feel like, you know what, I can attack this day and achieve anything. Till Thy Kingdom Comes, Latin at Sound City Kenya. We definitely are powered by music and true African music. I don't know where you're tuning in from, whether it's Nairobi, Nakuru, Eldoret, Mombasa, Malindi. Did I leave anybody? Kisumu City as well. You can, of course, find us here on WhatsApp 0725.
885-885. Welcome to WhatsApp 254. My name is Joro Gwebi.
And my name is Ray Kirago.
And we've got Lawrence in the studio with us.
Yes, Lawrence Mooley is here.
Hey,
it's a cool vibe, man. Yeah. Lawrence, you're actually pretty cool, man.
Oh, scientists are not.
And he listens to the kind of music we play here at Sound City. You know, we asked him before. And we have to, it's a standard question, Lawrence. Don't feel like we judged you.
No worries.
We're trying to, you know, figure out
if gauge whether my music is on top.
Your street cred is safe. You're 100%.
That's very good.
Before you came, Joy and I asked a question because we're securing the bag, and you know that you're doing a fantastic thing at Youth Lab, that you are offering grants to youth-led organizations, my guy, and especially if you're trying to better the society, you know, help us get closer and closer to our Vision 2030, guys. Global goals. Imagine we forgot, Joy. 5 years coming. We're now T-minus 5 years to the end.
No, we're okay. We're okay. We have 5 years to go.
We do. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to know, if you got 6 million bob, okay, right now, what would you start or what would you do with it to better yourself, maybe even the society around you? But yeah, what would you do? Just open-mindedly wanted to know. 0725 885 885. All right. Obla Dodi came through, said, honestly, if it's a good investment, me, I'll take that 6 million. I have a big bakery. Gonna make sweet cakes for the common mwananchi. And then bread, if it's something consumed daily, definitely will give me the best returns. He's gonna chase the bread, literally.
Literally.
Jose Masama Sound City, my guy. Let me tell you, me has 6 million right now. I'm gonna start by making sure I'm smart. I'm gonna set aside a push out for savings, investments. I'm gonna use, and then some for causes that I care about. And then like education and environmental sustainability. Those are two costs that he, you know, cares about. Also, I'd also help up my family and friends where I can, and then treat myself to a vacation, because what else is left? I like it. Also, he says, because Valentine's around the corner. I see you. That's the energy I need.
All the 6 million is done now. You spent it on Valentine's savings and causes that
it's
you care
over.
About. You
it's
know,
gone.
I'd love to see it.
DJ, what is my stomach? With this economy, I'm a starter church. I'm a starter judge, you know, sell hope to my fellow suffering.
I definitely see what he's saying. I definitely see it. I totally see
wow.
it. DJ,
wow.
Hey, holla at me. I can sing. You know, I can be part of the choir, is what I'm saying.
There you go. An idea is coming together. So Lawrence Mooley is a lead expert, guys, at EU Youth Lab. And he's here to discuss so much about the grants that they're offering. They do so much for young people. He's been, they're actually in Africa, 17 other countries. We just happened to do Kenya as the first one. And we have so many questions for you. Myself and Joy wanted to know the youth group. When you say youth, you know there's youth for Joy?
Yes.
And then there's youth for me, young at
Tell
heart.
The truth. There's okay, the real youth said. And the fake youth. Real youth, aka me, and the Gen Zs. And then the fake youth, aka Ray and the millennials.
So set the record straight.
Is this
straight.
For everyone, or is it for the real youth?
First of all, I'm a millennial also.
Thank you.
Yes.
AKA
so we are
fake
all youth.
Youth.
We're all youth. Just before I even get to that, I mean, just going back to the 17 countries and the time we've started. So we started this early last year.
Okay.
Launched it in Ethiopia at the AU.
Nice.
Together with the EU and the AU
nice.
Around September, October last year.
Okay.
And then the idea now was to run it out for the next 3 years.
It's going to happen
Between October and now, a lot of advocacy has been happening online. So go to AUEUYouth.com.
Yes.
You'll get all the stuff on our website.
Yes.
But coming back to this this question. So we are using the definition of the Africa Union, which defines youth as 18 to 35.
Okay.
That is both. Millennials
both
and Gen Z's.
And some half of millennials. Some millennials will be.
I'll allow it.
And it's part of the criteria that we have. Okay. We have what's called a hard criteria and soft criteria in the funding manual that you'll get on the website. I'll get into more details of that.
Okay.
But part of that hard criteria is you have to be a youth led organization that has, you know, young people aged 18 to 35 have to be registered also because with an actual functional organizational structure, you have to also just showcase the impact you're having on what you have been doing. So it's not like registering a new organization today
and then
saying, you know, we've been doing entrepreneurship for two, three. And then the softer criteria around, you know, We do appreciate these marginalized, underrepresented youth who may not necessarily have these kinds of structures.
Yeah.
So part of the very small micro grants going into, you know, the Youth Voices Lab are also going to look into such kind of, you know, underrepresented youth and how they can come together to still have an organized structure that then can absorb this kind of funds.
That's nice. I like that. Yeah. That's very, very reassuring. I think we need to get into also just the technicalities of like how to actually qualify and also like apply. Because some of us, I've never, like, have you applied for a grant?
No, I haven't applied for a grant before.
So like anyone listening that's going, I've never done that. If I was to, how would I do it?
Mm-hmm. So number one, we on the website, there's a whole funding manual that has who is eligible, what are you, what are the criteria for all the categories of grants. They're all outlined there. And frequently asked questions around, you know, am I eligible for, you might be thinking you're applying for innovation, but maybe your idea is a representation grant.
Interesting.
So we actually give variations in the criteria for you to be able to know. It's very detailed, but you know, I implore every young person just take time to go through each of the funding manuals just to get to know. And then we're having webinars. In fact, this is such a timely interview because today and tomorrow we're doing webinars on how to apply for the four categories of grants.
Interesting.
The innovation, the presentation, and the entrepreneurship grant. So register. I'll leave the links. I'll give the links after, but register for those webinars.
I like that. The website, by the way, in case you're wondering, is aueuyouth.com.
Yes.
So check it out, please. Very vibrant, very bright, my kind of website. I like it. It's great. And we have Lawrence here for more of your questions, my guy.
Absolutely. 0725-885-885 is our WhatsApp number. We're secure the bag this 2025.
Really are.
Come through and ask your questions right now.
Yes, man. And stay tuned as well for Teamy TML Vibe. Sorry for Logba featuring Cash Cabin. Ashake, Travis Scott, active and right now. You know, because we're playing dope collabos, let's keep it going, okay? It's the guy that says greatness, DJ Neptune with a Walangolo.
You matter. We matter. That's all that matters. On Sound City Radio.
Powered by music.